this, that was a point of contention. And I seem to recall someone saying that if we made this change, it would be like going from an independent appellate court to an independent trial court, and that your function would change as a result. Do you agree with that characterization?
Well, I think, in fact, we are the trial court. I mean, we're calling it an appeal, but we're hearing new evidence. We're listening to witnesses. We're seeing evidence which sometimes has not even been seen by IA. And so we're having to make decisions about credibility. It's the process is not really more akin to an appellate court, I don't think.
So you disagree with those who say
I would disagree
it changes,
with that.
It changes fundamentally the function of the body?
I don't think it would change the function of the body. I think the function already is that, but the standard review is more constricted than it should be.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for serving in that tough volunteer job, too. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a couple more people.
The last three who signed up are Rochelle Silver, Jerry Williams, and Crystal Alinsky.
By the way, I forgot to introduce Rochelle. She's my cohort.
Yeah.
All right. Rochelle, why don't you go first, and we'll give Jerry the last word.
Okay. Thank you for being here. I appreciate everybody staying late tonight. My name is Rochelle Silver, and I am a member of the Citizen Review Committee and have been so for nearly 5 years now. What I'd like to do is basically talk a little bit about the IPR proposal and mostly about the comments that Mr. Denneke made. I'd like to echo and support those comments. I think it's been made clear today that the issue around collective bargaining and whether or not IPR can compel testimony, officer testimony, is unclear. But once that matter gets settled, if IPR can do that, I believe that would make a better, fairer, more just, workable system for the city in terms of police accountability. Also, I can't say more strongly that I believe the 21-day appeal will not be workable, will not be fair, not to volunteers like myself, although I could complain about that, but I could quit, you know, but to the citizens, to the people who are appealing. How is it that they're supposed to get a letter with the findings, make a decision, oh, I'm going to appeal that, learn about the appeal process, have an appeal process advisor appointed to them, have a person from the National Lawyers Guild meet with them and strategize, and then for us to have a case file review and an appeal all in 21 days. It's not possible. And there needs to be some looking at that, I believe. I also strongly believe that and ask for your consideration in changing our standard of review. As you've heard from David and from other people who have testified, the way the appeal standard is now, we are not looking at what happened between the officers, and the person appealing the case. What we're doing is looking at whether the fact finder from the Portland Police Bureau is a reasonable person. And I just don't think that's what you want in a public accountability situation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for serving. Ms. Williams, good afternoon.
Hello,
good
Mayor and council members. It's good to see you. I'm on day 137.
Just put your name in the record, Jerry.
My name's Jerry Williams. I work for the city of Portland. I'm off the clock right now. I'm not working on the taxpayer's dime right now. I am a former community organizer, still a community organizer for the last 20 years here in Portland, working primarily with communities of color for those 20 years and immigrant refugee communities. On July 9th, when I was coming out of my boss's office, I noticed my son sitting at my desk. He was covered with bruises on his face, on his head, etc. He said he was picked up by the police and beaten up by the police. My initial response, which I didn't follow, was I wanted to take him up to your office and show you him. I was so angry. But instead, I went to IPR, and I filed a complaint, and they took pictures of his injuries. As a part of that, when he was punched in the mouth, he spit blood out of his mouth, and the police officer actually charged him with harassment for spitting on him. The stories, of course, are very different, but the issue is the first police report said that he was not injured, and it was clear he was. And so 137 days later, as his mother, I'm still sitting there going, what's going on? The process itself, and you know I'm all into process. It's what I do. It's my job. It could be better. You go into a process where you don't know anything and everything seems secret. And despite the fact that I have a relationship with the city and I appreciate the mayor reaching out to me, and I appreciate Mike Reese reaching out to me, and I worked with one of your employees for a while who's now no longer here. I filed for a police report, and I gave the woman the $10 at the police bureau, and then she said, oh, I can't give you the report. And I'm like, why? Well, an attorney I checked in with had already said they may say it's an ongoing investigation. And this is a tiny thing, but then why did she keep my $10? You know, why didn't she give it back? And so I eventually got a police report. But what I learned from that experience was that the minute you go to IPR and file, of course they have to talk to the police force. And because there were four officers there and only one officer had written the report, the other three were required to write a report as well. And so I don't know where those reports are. I've never been, the person who's been involved has, the people who have been most directly affected are not involved in the process. As his mom, my son is 5'8" and he weighs 105 pounds. He suffers from severe depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. His case did make it to internal affairs. Most of my friends are saying it's because of who you are. Me, myself. Whether that's true or not, when the interviewer called him, the interviewer interrogated him, not understanding my son's mental health issue, and this is my biggest concern. The police have picked up my son, and I'm grateful for the police for so many things, but I've had a few issues over the years. The fact is, they've picked him up when he's tried to commit suicide. And he's tried for three times over the last 2 years. And so I'm grateful for them when they've been able to help him. But if he had these mental health issues, how did he end up on the floor of a cell and wake up where he didn't know how he even got there? Why didn't he get medical attention when he had all of these issues? So these are the questions I've never had answered in the 137 days. Nobody can answer them because there's a process going on. And I'm his mom. Yes, I'm a city employee, but I'm the mom of a child who I've had to take care of his whole life. And I know they don't get it. I know they don't understand. Several times throughout this process, I've been told, you have to make him do it. He can't advocate for himself. You can't advocate for him. And I'm like, he can't advocate for himself. What am I supposed to do? I work here. I have to believe in this process. I'm going through this process even though I have no hope, no faith that this process is going to work for me any more than it's worked for anybody else. But you still have to go through this process. And so it's been incredibly hard. And I'm here, I'm sitting in here today, and I hear everybody's different views on it, but what I'm hearing from the police is no, it's not working. What I'm hearing from many people is no, it's not working. Myself and my colleague who passed away this year, Afifa Ahmed Shefi, did a equity training for the CRC last year. It was almost all white male lawyers on the CRC. Where is the equity in that? Where is the diversity in that? Where are the other lenses to look at these issues when you only have a select group of people, and then Commissioner Fritz and I looked at the application last year and said, this is not a welcoming application. No one would apply to be on this committee with this application. And so it's not working. I have faith that we can fix it. I have faith that we can turn things around. And I've taken too much of your time, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. I believe that's all the public testimony we have.
Yes, that's all.
We're going to continue this hearing. I'm going to also consult with the auditor in the meantime as to whether or not we're going to have any further advisory panel appointed to assist in further inquiry into this ordinance, but I appreciate you bringing it forward, and we'll schedule a subsequent hearing at a subsequent date.
Do we need to continue it to a date certain?
I don't believe we need to continue it to a date certain, but let's ask.
We're going to put it on the November 6th.
I would prefer at this point not to continue it to a date certain. Okay. I would prefer to continue it without naming a date certain. If that requires that we table it, we can do that. But
just to be continued then without a date.
I don't have a strong feeling on that, although having at least a control date gives us something to shoot for. If we don't have a date, how would we get it back? What would be the mechanism for getting it back on the calendar?
To file it again.
That'd be filed anew?
If we're putting on the same document, the auditor or the director would just let me know what date to put it back on, and we'd file the same document.
Yvonne, do you have a suggestion? Mine would be to give this some time for further discussion outside of formal council sessions and to perhaps impanel a committee. But I'd like to discuss that with you and maybe report back to the council in 2 weeks. Could we do that? So let's continue the item for 2 weeks. It will not be another public hearing at that point.
There may be one small problem with that, Mayor, since right. You're gone Friday to Monday.
That's right. Well, it's
in two weeks. We'd be coming back on our bump, and you'd have a day because you're back. You're gone all next week plus this Friday and the Monday.
My sense is this is going to need more than 2 weeks.
Right.
Well, then let's kick it out more in 2 weeks.
All right. Then why don't we for now continue this for 1 month and have it scheduled on the council calendar for 1 month from today. And then we can revisit that question depending on progress or not. Okay? Does that make sense?
I think that makes sense.
Yeah. One month would be the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Let's not do
that. We are having that.
Let's make it the week after that.
Okay. The
can we make it the day before Christmas?
No, it's not. please not.
December 4th is the Wednesday. 4th.
Let's continue to December 4th.
And thank you very much.
Sorry about that.
I'm glad it's late.